This is Stephen Speck's rookie season, politically speaking, and while Republican Matt Gaetz had to battle seven other candidates in their party's primary, Speck advanced to the general election with no opposition. He says so far, no real surprises on the campaign trail.
It's been a blast, and really people have been receptive to it. This moderate voice that's willing to talk on the issues that are most important to the individuals. I've been received very well.
Speck, who's 33, is seeking a congressional seat that's been in Republican hands since 1994 by supermajority votes of 60% or higher. For the most part, he's been able to stick to his original strategy and to his message.
The $19 trillion in debt, the education and job situation, and taking care of our veterans and our troops. When I stick to those things and I don't get stuck in the quagmire of partisan rhetoric, people respond to that.
In one of his campaign flyers, Speck lists a number of traffic violations against Gaetz over a 15-year period through 2015.
What bugs me is people say they're just traffic tickets. Well, just traffic tickets says a lot. This is the chance to nip someone in the bud that has demonstrated that he doesn't care about following the rules.
Turning to the presidential race, Specht has called Republican nominee Donald Trump, and most recently Trump's claims that the election is rigged against him, a real threat.
We have had 43 peaceful transfers of government in U.S. history. To say that the election is rigged simply because you are falling behind due to your own incompetence scares the heck out of me, and I'm not the only one that feels this way.
Trump has rallied twice in Pensacola, and running mate Mike Pence appeared downtown last week. Speck says the attention being lavished on the panhandle by the GOP is an indication that the demographics in the reddest part of Florida could be changing.
The Florida panhandle's kind of been forgotten for a long time. Everyone's concentrated on the major population centers down south. But in addition to the multiple rallies that Trump and Pence have held, you know, the Clinton office has three different offices in our district.
Specht is stopping short of endorsing Democratic candidate Hillary Clinton amid the controversies involving her emails as Secretary of State and having what she calls a public and private stance on issues as based on Lincoln, the 2012 movie about the 16th president.
I was making the point that it is hard sometimes to get the Congress to do what you want to do, and you have to keep working at it. And yes, President Lincoln was trying to convince some people. He used some arguments. Convincing other people, he used other arguments.
Clinton during the second debate with Donald Trump. Another strategy by her and the Democratic National Committee is to shift funding from her campaign to down-ballot races, especially other Democratic House candidates.
We need a real focus on recruiting and raising money for and having some united message that people will actually listen to.
But Speck says his non-endorsement and keeping out of the race for the White House is more practical than political.
The fact is, it doesn't help me in one way or the other. I've not received any national support from the DNC, and I don't feel like I need to risk my political capital supporting someone when I'm getting no support from the national people.
And for Stephen Speck, the final 3 weeks of the campaign will be more of the same.
I've been making calls every single day. Going to continue engaging in events, driving around the district, meeting new people, and, you know, I think as long as people have a chance to know who I am and have heard me speak and seen my website, then I think the truth is going to bear out on November 8th.
Dave Dunwoody, WUWF News.